ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 46 of Proclaim. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, where we preach the gospel, we proclaim the gospel 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 times a day in multiple ways by any means necessary across the country and around the globe, leveraging technology to get the job done. And you can too. For this podcast teaches every Bible-believing Christian how to preach, how to proclaim the gospel by any means necessary in many different settings, including using the internet and the new podcast pulpit. This is a great time to be alive for the Christian who has a burden for lost souls. For you can put many fishing poles in the sea of humanity for the gospel. And we have done it. And you can do it too. It is an amazing time to be alive. Our scripture passage on preaching the gospel and proclaiming the gospel is Mark 16:15, which reads, "And he, Jesus, said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Our proclaimed quote on preaching the gospel, proclaiming the gospel today, is from Dr. John R. Rice, former editor, the founder of, and the former editor of the Sword of the Lord. He said, "What a compelling motive we have for prayer, for preaching, for soul winning, when we learn that every responsible human being who leaves this world without a definite change in heart immediately lifts his eyes in hell, tormented in the flames." In this Proclaim podcast today, we are using as our texts the following three books: Lectures to My Students by Charles H. Spurgeon, The Preacher and His Preaching by Alfred P. Gibbs, and Biblical Preaching by Haddon W. Robertson. Now, of course, these are seminary-level works, and so you're getting a great education free of charge as I share the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding contained in these books. But I want you to understand something. Now, I am an evangelist. My main concern is getting people saved from hell. These books are more pastoral. However, I believe that the things that you will learn in this book will help form a great foundation for you to be a proclaimer of the gospel or an evangelist in any setting. Because just because you are an evangelist, you still need to live right. You still need to be a person of integrity and character. You still need to be a man of prayer. You still need or a woman of prayer. You still need to have a broad educational background, you still need, when you preach whatever message you preach, that you need to root it in the Word of God. The foundation of it needs to be the Word of God. You need to be an expository preacher as much as possible. Because the power, my dear friends, as a pastor, as an evangelist, is in the Word of God and prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit, not in our great ideas. Okay? So that's why I'm using these books to form the foundation, because you need it in proclaiming the gospel. All right. Today our topic is titled The Qualifications of the Preacher, part 31, from The Preacher and His Preaching by Alfred P. Gibbs. Number one, the need for it. Surely the Lord's work demands the very best that is within one's power to give. Each young believer should be able to truthfully sing, just as I am, young, strong, and free, to be the very best that I can be, for truth and righteousness and thee, Lord of my life, I come. God places no premium or value on ignorance. The penalty of willful ignorance is deeper, darker, more gross, and more abysmal ignorance, to the point the victim becomes so steeped in it that he becomes complacent and even proud of his lack of knowledge. One such person was once heard to pray, O Lord, I thank thee that I don't know nothing. Another such individual once remarked to a group of people, I am thankful for my ignorance. One of them replied, well, you certainly have a great deal to be thankful for. Oh my. The Holy Bible puts the matter thus, if a man will be ignorant, let him be ignorant. The idea that anything is good enough for the Lord's work certainly has no support from the Word of God. On the contrary, it is soundly condemned. The Christian is enjoined to show himself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. This demands the very best he can give in the way of concentrated study, painstaking preparation and arrangement, and the earnest presentation of the preaching material. The best of our time, energy, and ability should be placed unreservedly at the disposal of the Lord for the work of the Lord. As Oswald Chambers so tersely put it, my utmost for his highest. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be our best for your glory, praise, and honor. And help us to, by any means necessary, proclaim the gospel even today, so that others can hear the gospel and have the opportunity to be saved from a devil's hell. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, as we close today, I want to speak to those who have never truly trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, as well as those who have doubts about their salvation. Allow me to share with you very clearly how you can trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today and be saved from hell fire forever, and have a home in heaven with God forever. Here is how, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, he was speaking about himself, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.